Hi, it's November 29th, 1347 hours, the year 2022. 1347 hours, 1129. That's November 29th, 2022. Ward Green here. Just got back from shopping. Ward Green is my name. I said that, I know. I'm just trying to make sure that I... Oh, wait a minute. What's going on? Let's see. iMessage. Is that true? Did I just log into a... Yeah, this is just a... You get these messages whenever you log into your iMessage on your computer and you haven't used your phone. Then you turn your phone on 2 days later and it'll give you a message that somebody's using your Apple ID or something because you logged in to your iMessage. You know, it's, you know, you get the message that someone's using iMessage on another, on a new Mac. I don't think it's a new Mac, but maybe it's the first time I've ever logged in on that Mac. I don't know. Strange, but anyway. But I made a mess of the login today, so that's why I repeated my own name twice, but or three times. Ward Green is my name, in case you didn't get it, but just for the record, it's, maybe I'll start again. November 29th, I don't believe it myself, that's the thing. It's November. I can't believe it's November 29th, for one thing. Time is really marching forward, and it's 1349 hours now, but it's the year 2022, so I should have said November 29th, 2022, 1349 hours. Ward Green here, that's the way I would have done it. Normally, I got an unboxing. This is the good news. I was out shopping. That was pretty good news too. I wore my Merrells for the first time out shopping. I think that's the first time I've ever worn these. Beautiful Vibram soles on them, and they're great looking boots. I mean, they don't look bad. I mean, they're great. It's great for me to look at them because I haven't had any new boots for so long. That's what I mean by great looking. These are not really great looking boots. They just look like boots to me. They're not great looking compared to other boots. I just think they look pretty good, you know, and they're brand new, so they look good because of that. And also, I chose them not because of how they looked. I chose them because of the fact that I thought they'd fit my feet and the fact that I had the Vibram soles and all that. So, I mean, I'm just happy to have them. And, you know, they look fine. It's just they're not a style that I selected particularly because of style. This is my, I think, this is from Garden of Health Canada, which means I believe this is my matcha tea. So I'm going to open that first, and I have another package after that. This is the matcha, I think it's matcha tea, so... I don't know if we're going to open up the tea itself, but I'd like to find out what color it is. I'd like to find out how dark the green color is of this tea. Here we go. Well, you know what? I'm glad. Oh, it's great. Oh, it's great. It's really great because look at this. I mean, the packaging, it looks so brand new. I believe, that this is probably not, it's probably not brand new, but maybe it is. It might be on the shelf for more than a little while. Like, this might have been on the shelf for 1 year or something. But it's best before 2024, it says. But I'm going to keep it in the fridge, so I think it'll keep for many years. Anyway, if I keep it that long, it's best before... June 15th, 2024, which is pretty amazing. I wouldn't have cared if it was expired, because even if it was expired, if it's sealed up like it is, there's no way that it's gone bad if it's been kept at any reasonable temperature. So, just no way. And then it comes with a nice invoice, $118 with tax, is it? Yeah, with tax. It's very inexpensive for a kilogram. It's a kilogram? Let's get that for the record. 1 kilogram. Right? Grade B premium. I had Bulk D was the grade I had on the old one. This is Domatcha, and I had Bulk D. Now I have Grade B Premium. I think Grade B Premium sounds better than Bulk D to me. Grade B Premium, it sounds to me to be better. I'm going to open this because I want to know what it's like, right? How do I open it? How do you open it? Do you cut it? Yeah, you cut it. Okay. I didn't bring the scissors, but I've got scissors here. Got lots of scissors. I can go and get some. I just use my kitchen scissors, whatever. It says cut along this line. You don't want to cut the zipper off. You want to make sure you can reseal it. So you carefully cut, you know, along the dotted line. But sometimes they put the dotted line in the wrong place. But I could feel where the zipper is, so I think I'm okay to follow the line. These scissors don't open on their own. I have to open them and then close them again every time. So it's okay. I don't mind. Oh, there. Look, it just slid right along. That'll work, too. There we go. There it is. So that's open. Now let's see how we can open this. Is it sealed? It's sealed also. So I'm going to open it. Look at this. I can't wait to see. Oh, you know what? This is dark green color. This is truly, truly good, I think. I'm gonna have some right now, I think. I want to, anyway. I want to, just so I can tell you what it tastes. That is a dark green color for matcha. For a kilogram, that color is darker than what I've got in the fridge. That's why it's called premium, I think. It's premium because it smells good. I think it's good. I don't know if I should make some right now, but we'll put it aside while we unbox the other one, and then I'll decide at that point. But this looks really good. I'm going to show you the other one, okay? I think you're going to notice it's a lot muddier. But, it's not very muddy compared to the... I've got three grades. I've got this grade, which I think is a really good bulk. Well, I've got ceremonial, which is really high grade. I've got four grades. I have... the standard, the summer harvest, which is organic, I think, and I've got matcha tea, organic ceremonial. No, actually, maybe I just have a ceremonial. Wait a minute, what's this? What is this? Yeah, no, I don't have. I got three different grades anyway, but the fourth one I ran out of the organic summer harvest or whatever I used to have. I think it was organic summer harvest. Now, I better take another clean spoon so I don't contaminate. I don't cross contaminate. Look, this is the other one. It's just about the same, maybe. Yeah. I need to get a comparison. I'm going to put them both in a bowl or on a plate. Yeah, put that on a plate. That one. And then I'll put the other one. I've got to seal that one up right away. Seal it right away. Don't let any air in there. You don't want to let air into your... Okay, let's squeeze out the air, too. Make sure you squeeze out all the extra air. It's a really good idea. I mean, this is a decent grade. The grade I had, the Bulk D... it was a decent grade, but there we go. Yeah, this is darker, definitely darker. So it's a slightly bigger spoonful I used, slightly bigger, just so you can tell the two apart. The bigger spoonful was the one that was, I gotta seal this up. It's not sealing, hang on. I gotta get it sealed. It isn't sealing yet. Hang on. Okay, now it's sealed. If it gets any kind of little bit of grain of tea in the zipper, then it won't seal. The bigger amount here, I better not sneeze, it'll all blow away. The larger pile is from the new one, which is the premium. And don't know if it'll show up on the cam. I hope it does. To me, it's definitely a little darker. Yeah, in the incandescent light, it's a little darker. This is darker. Yeah, you can see it, I think. That's the premium. That's the new one. That's what I had. They're not that different, so the quality's not going to be extreme. But it'll make a difference. It'll make a difference if you have a darker green. Usually it's a much better quality if it's darker green. You know, it makes a big difference. Even a small change, I think, in the color will make a pretty big difference. So I can't be more thrilled about that, because that's a kilogram. That'll last me, well, in the past, a kilogram lasts me a couple of years even. But, I mean, I'm drinking way more tea now. So it won't last me a couple of years, but a kilogram will probably last me, well, as long as I keep on eating it, the way I've been going, it's going to last me only a couple of months or something. No, probably more than that, 6 months maybe. Or maybe 8 months. You know, it's a lot. It's an awful lot of tea. Maybe even more than 8 months. But it's a lot of tea, and I'm thrilled to have it. And I thought, and I'm thrilled with how fresh it looks and how new the packaging looks. I was afraid it might be old, and the reason why is because I wasn't able to order it from the Domatcha site. They don't sell it on the Domatcha website in Canada. So I guess they get it directly. Maybe they get it from Japan. That's probably why. I thought it was because they were out of stock, and that it was old stock that I was buying from Amazon. But Amazon has it in stock, so maybe it's not old stock at all. It's just that they get it directly from Domatcha in Japan. That's what I think. Now, and so Amazon sells it, but it's from Garden of Health, which is a Canadian outlet, and they ship it by Canada Post, which is phenomenal. But Amazon is where I got it. I was a little fearful to order it. Now I can order more of it. I can order one more of them now. I can order another one like that because I think it's, it looks amazingly good. Like for the price, comparing, I bought, it was $200 to buy half a pound, which is a quarter of that, roughly, even less than a quarter, but let's say a quarter. More than $200 to get less than a quarter of that. So it's double. For less than a quarter, it's eight times more expensive to buy the ceremonial organic in the small tins, which are like this. Because they come in 80 gram tins. And, you know, the ceremonial quality, it costs eight times as much. And I think the main reason it costs eight times as much is because you're buying it in smaller quantity. That's the main reason. It's not really eight times more expensive normally. It's not really worth eight times more. It is worth, you know, maybe two or three times more in terms of value. It's worth more because ceremonial grade is just, you know, higher grade, but they fertilize it better. It's you know, a higher grade of organic or whatever. It's just better. It's from the best of the best of the plants and all that. I guess that's why. I mean, we don't really know why it's better, but it is better for whatever reason. It's the best. Okay, here's the other box. Oh my goodness, this is. Just open this other box. This just came in. And there's several things that are exciting about this. One is, okay, my new mouse. I think it's exciting. It's my new mouse. And it's made by Asus. Asus. Okay, it's a brand I've never owned before, I think. I don't think I've ever owned anything by Asus. Nothing. Unless I had an Asus motherboard or something in any of my computers, maybe in my Dell. I'm not sure if I've ever had anything by Asus. But almost certainly there was something by Asus somewhere. But I didn't buy anything, I don't think, from Asus. So this is good because I've started a new brand. I've started a potential new brand loyalty. If I like the product, I could be loyal to Asus now. It's another brand that I can then be loyal to, right? So that's a good thing. That's exciting. You know, because my other mouse proved to be malfunctioning, so I had to go away from that brand and try a different brand, because I don't think that I can rely on the brand to provide me with functioning mice anymore. So my even though it might just be a one-off, it might be a systemic problem. I think because I saw somebody else had the same problem with one of those mice. What was the company again? It's Razer. It's the Razer super gaming mice. The Death Adder. The Death Adder mouse was the one that I had trouble with. Somebody else mentioned that they had a problem with one of the mice. I think it was the same mouse. The same mouse, possibly. As the one I had. It just could be a factory run, one factory run that went bad or something. We don't know. Right? We never know. But it's justifiable. It's a good enough reason to change brands, you know, just to try to get to avoid that problem happening. At least right now, anyway. In the future, we might go back to the brand in the future, but there's no reason to if we can find good brands that don't have problems. This is Superfeet Comfort. That's what it is. Superfeet Comfort. New insoles. They're run insoles. Comfort run insoles, and they're the blue ones. And they're very beautiful too. I mean, they're extremely extremely beautiful looking. You know, and they're really nice. But these are not a very big arch, I think, if I recall. If I'm remembering, they may not be a large arch. But I want to try. The reason I got them is because they're fairly thin. And I need thin insoles. Because I've got enough thick ones. And so one of the things, this is thin, yeah. So it's thin. It'll fit more of my shoes, which require a thin insole. I needed that idea. It's not a big arch, is it? Let's see, medium arch. What does it say? Does it tell me on the box? It tells me online anyway. How long will the pair last? Up to 12 months or 500 miles. Well, I don't wear them very often, so... Or I may not wear my shoes very often, so that could last me for the rest of my life, even. Or for 10 years, 20 years, or whatever. You know, it could last a long time. The other ones that arrived, the other insoles I got are these. And they're also thin. They're even thinner. And this is the ones I already have one pair of these that I just bought recently. These are the Carbons, Superfeet Carbons. And they're beautiful. I mean, they're in my, what are they in? What are they in? I'm trying to think what they're in. What shoes are they in? Are they in my Merrells? No, the Merrells have the Polysorb All Day Spanko in the bottom and then Merrells on top. These, what did I put them in? I've got notes. I want to know what shoes I put them in. I want to know. They're really good. I mean, but they're not a high arch or anything, I don't think. You can't use for somebody with my high arch. I put them underneath the one that has a higher arch. That's all. So it'll work. They'll work, but they work really good. In fact, but they won't do everything because they're not the high arch. I can't use them on top if I want a high arch. But I don't need to wear a high arch all the time either. It's just better for my feet. So I mean. Depends on what the shoes are for, whether they and if there's a high arch underneath in the underneath insole, that will force these to be slightly, you know, stronger support. So I mean, if you have a high arch, you should have an insole with a high arch support, but it's better if you do anyway. So let's see. It's my Danners. My Danners have the Superfeet Carbon under the Danner factory right now. Yeah. And they were beautiful. That was a perfect combination for the Danners because the Danners were squeezing my feet too tight when I put in a thicker insole than this, which is very thin, underneath the Danner insoles. The Danner factory insole. So you take out the factory insole, you put in the additional one that you need to. In my case, my feet were a bit too small for the boot, so just filling in a bit of the space, and also, but also the fantastic. It's a fantastic insole because of its stiffness. It gives you a little more stiffness, and yet it makes you, you've got your cushion, factory cushion on top, and it feels perfect. Like it feels, it really cups your heel well, and it feels really good. This is, it's got a little bit of cushioning in the toe, and you feel that. You notice it's got a heel cushion too. It's just fairly thin, but it makes all the difference in the world to have a little more cushion. It makes a big difference if your boot has room. So those are the new insoles. Okay, what else came? We got the mouse, the new insoles, and this, three of these. One, two, and three of these in the box. This is the most exciting product that I've been waiting for. This is the one I've been waiting for more than any of the others, because this is the liquid vitamin K2. It's liquid K2. Okay, so that's what it is. And so, yes, somebody mentioned today that they thought that maybe K2 was water soluble. And it did not occur to me at the moment when I was talking to that person. I didn't think of it, but no, it's not water soluble according to the actual scientific information that we have. It's fat soluble. It's fat soluble just like vitamin D is. And because it's fat soluble, it's found in meats, and it's also found in grass-fed dairy products in the fat of the dairy, right? It's a fat soluble vitamin, just like vitamin D is also fat soluble. This is Thorn. It comes with vitamin D and also vitamin K2 in a liquid form. Let's do this. Let's try to get this. Yeah, that's better. It's vitamin D and K2, but Thorn is one of the best, probably the best, actually. They are the best. They're the best. They're the best company for bottling vitamins and things. They're the best, what do you call that, laboratory in the world, renowned. They're rated number one, so that's good to know. And also, each drop of this contains, it tells you on the label, hope we can get that so it's legible. It's not going to be legible. It doesn't look legible to me. There's the camera. Each drop contains 100. There it is. Yeah. 100 micrograms. 100 micrograms. There, I think it's maybe, 100 micrograms of K2 and 12.5 milligrams? Micrograms. 12.5 micrograms of vitamin D, which I determined is, I think, 10 micrograms of vitamin D is 400 units, international units. So this is 500. 12.5 is 500 international units of vitamin D. Normally, I take 125 micrograms of vitamin K2, but this is a different K2 also. This is, it's menatetranone. Menatetranone is MK4. MK4 instead of MK7, which they're both menaquinones, but MK4 has a special name, which is menatetranone. And vitamin D is, of course, D3, which is called cholecalciferol. But 500 units of vitamin D is less, is half as much as I normally take with the MK7 form of vitamin K2, which is a menaquinone also. But it's MK7 instead of MK4, which is the length of the molecule, 7 instead of 4. This is 4, which is the same K2 as your body manufactures. Your body can manufacture K2 from K1. And when it when your body manufactures its own K2, it manufactures this same form, which is K2, which is MK4, the MK4 form of vitamin K2, which is menatetranone. So this is the natural body's natural form of it, which I've never had in a supplement form. And because it's 100 micrograms per drop, it's very easy. It would be easy for me to take, and it's 30 milligrams, right? 30 milliliters, I mean, 30 milliliters. Right, 30 milliliters. But how many drops in a milliliter? That's the question. How many drops in a milliliter? I think there's quite a few. 20? Yeah, 20. I estimated 20 because 20 times 30 would be 600 drops. If there were 600 drops, I remember that number, 600. So if there are 600 drops in this container, there might be more, actually, because it depends on the size of the drop. But per drop, there's supposed to be 100 micrograms. But 600 times 100 micrograms, right? 600 times 100. Well, 100 micrograms is 0.1 milligrams. So 600 times 0.1 milligrams is 60. 60 milligrams, which is more than what... So that this one bottle is more than what the daily dose is in Japan to treat and reverse osteoporosis. It's 45 instead of 60. There's enough K2 in this bottle that if I drank it, every day, one of these, which costs about $30 each, I think. Yeah, they're about $30 each, a little more than that, but something. One of these per day can reverse osteoporosis, okay? $30 a day, you can reverse osteoporosis. That's what that says for this. Now, if I want to get the same amount of vitamin D, though, as I was taking with my other K2, I'd have to increase the vitamin D. And I could buy liquid vitamin D to do that, but I don't think I'm going to have to because I'm fairly certain they've already provided enough vitamin D in here. Normally it's 1-to-1, but if you're taking that much K2, you probably don't need quite as much D. And that's why they've given only one half as much vitamin D compared to the K2 as normally is given with the other form of K2 supplement, which is MK7. And the MK7 form is derived from natto beans, from natto in Japan, which is a form of a fermented soybean dish that has... There's another one of these. The fermented soybeans, it looks the same. The MK7 form is derived from fermented soybeans. This is derived some other way, obviously, but I'm not sure how they derived this one. I forget if I read that or not, but I don't really mind knowing. I don't really need to know how they derived it. The point is, it's a very unusual supplement because it's very hard to obtain. Very hard to... It seemed to me anyway, that I was not... I think I may have been aware of this years ago, but maybe it wasn't concentrated enough. Maybe I thought it was too expensive. I'm not sure, but it's not really. It's probably cheaper. I wonder if it's cheaper. If I take 10 drops a day, that's 2 months' supply for $30. It's not bad. But, I mean, that's if I were to take a 10 times. It's about 10. That would be, 10 drops would be roughly 10 times, but a little less than 10 times the recommended. If I want to take 20 drops, that's more like, 20 drops is almost equivalent to what I'm taking now in terms of how much K2 I'm taking every day. Possibly, but it might be a little more, but it's a different form of K2 because it's MK4. So I have to be careful because I don't know what it's going to do. So I'll start very slow. I'll start it very slow and just find out what it does on day one by taking a very one drop. You know, I'll try one drop, see what happens first day, see whether I get any response or anything. Now, if I take one drop and I feel amazingly great after 1 minute or 2 minutes, 10 minutes, I'll still wait a while. But I might take another drop on the same day, maybe. I'm not sure. But I doubt that because I want to be careful, you see. But, you know, you can tell if your health's getting better. I'm not interested in feeling euphoric. I just want to be healthier. So, I mean, feeling euphoric, it happens naturally when you feel healthy. When you get healthy, natural euphoria will happen. You don't need to be artificially brought into a state of euphoria by some drug. This is not, although some people will try to claim it is a drug, this is not a drug, it's a vitamin. Okay? But it should be used as a food supplement, a food supplement. That's how it should be used. Okay? You don't take it by itself. It's not, that's not the way that, at least that's not the way that, I mean, you could, I suppose, because K2 is the one vitamin that I've been able to take by itself. It's one of the few that you can take by itself. You can take magnesium by itself. You can take, without food, I mean, you can take magnesium by itself. You can take vitamin C by itself. They won't hurt you. At least they seem to be fine to me, in my case, to me anyway. But vitamin K2 also you can take by itself with vitamin D. So, I mean, those two together can be taken without food, but they can make your stomach feel a little bit strange if you take too much of it, maybe, or if you take, you know, if you take it on an empty stomach, but and you're taking a lot of it. But I would say it's safe to take it even on an empty stomach. But I'm not really going to be doing, I won't be doing that because K2 works with calcium, so I'm going to be taking it with calcium, with some dairy product, not as a, supplements, you usually would want food rather than supplements. Supplements is only something you use because you can't get enough of that vitamin in any natural food. That's all. It's not, supplements is not some kind of drug. We're not using it as a drug. It's a food supplement because you can't get the nutrient in the food that you have available. There's no way to get it. There's no way to get the food that's as good as that. It has as much of that vitamin in it. That's the reason you use a supplement. This tea is one of the best foods in the world. I'm convinced. This, not just this brand, but I mean this matcha. The idea of Japanese matcha is one. That tea, matcha tea, is one of the greatest foods in the world. It's really incredible. It cautions against the oxygen absorbing packet on the inside. I guess that's interesting. Oxygen absorbing. Isn't that great? It's got an oxygen-absorbing packet on the inside. Not just the silica gel to absorb moisture, but it's absorbing oxygen. That's great. I'm going to try this tea. That's the next thing. So let's do that. Let me try some of that. And then I'm going to end the video, I think. I'll just make up some tea right now. It's going to be fantastic. But for that, I need to bring this up, don't I? Let's see. Slide this up the post. Does it slide up? Is it on the correct post? Yeah, here it is. Okay, good. Comes all the way up. And we latch it and turn it down. These are my Thorin vitamin K2. I don't know. I might even try the K2 right now. I don't know what I'm going to do. But, you know, if I were to try the K2 and then die, I wouldn't be able to publish the video, so no one would know I died even though I took a video. It's not going to benefit me to take a video of it, so it's not. Anyway, I don't think I'm going to die, though. I'm going to be pretty careful. It's very important to be careful. All right, so I'm going to get a bowl. This is how I make matcha. I get a bowl, right? And I have the spoon. My other spoon, I'm going to keep that one it's a different kind of spoon. I can tell which one it was. I don't want to mix and match the spoons. So I'm gonna get some of this matcha, the new one. Put it in the bowl. It's about, I don't know, 3/4 of a teaspoon or a teaspoon. It's a fairly healthy size helping, okay? It might even be a full teaspoon, actually. Now I'm going to try and squeeze out all the oxygen, all the air, rather, from the bag. There's a bump here in the middle of this bag. Yeah, there's some kind of bump right in this middle. I think that's why it's not sealing. I think once we get that bump, whatever it's causing the bump, once we get it removed, it'll seal. It's tea, right? There's tea in the bump there. It's not sealing. Yeah, it's still doing the same thing further along. Okay, let's try and get this. Yeah, I've never worked on these zippers figuring out why they fail. But they do fail. Sometimes. Yeah, that's sealed now. Okay. That match is going in the fridge with the other one. Or somewhere in the fridge anyway. With the other one. Or not. There it is. Put it in there. I like to keep it cold. The only other things I use are water. Okay, and cream and milk and salt. Okay, I'm gonna put these boxes out of my way. I got cream, milk, salt. What am I gonna use? Okay, I'll use that cream. I'll use this milk. And salt's over here. I'm good. All right, we're ready. Salt next. So I put in, there's the matcha, right? I put in, I don't know, it's a very small amount of salt. But, you know, it's more than just a pinch. It's several pinches of salt. There's the salt. Yeah. There's the salt, right here. A fair bit of salt. Yep. Several pinches of salt. It's like an eighth of a teaspoon or a quarter of a teaspoon of salt. I don't know how much. I'm putting my water in. It's my own well water that's been boiled. And it's had Himalayan salt added to it to make it ever so slightly saline, salted, you know. It's not without salt. Okay, so this is a darker green color than what I normally get when I make this with the other one. With the other bulk D match up in the big in the other bag. It's a little more dark than that, but this is what it looks like in terms of color. It's fairly dark green. You know, it's got some nice green color to it, right? It's a fairly forest green, I think, is an accurate description of that. Now I'm going to put in my evaporated milk, which I'm going to clean out because it's on the last dregs of the milk. I'm cleaning it out with my water again, and that's going to be recycled. Now I'm going to add my 18% cream. That's going to be my matcha, right? I'm just going to leave a little space for the water. I'm going to boil some water to clean just normal water. That'll just be regular water, which I'll boil to clean the whisk. But I can try this right now. It's been whisked already and it's had the salts, and it's all ready to go. So I'm going to try it. So, haven't tried it yet. I'm just going to try this for the first time. Oh yeah, it's nice smooth. It's very smooth. You know what? It's so smooth. It doesn't have as much flavor as the other one, which is more woody, you know. The lower grades are more woody, which are maybe better for doing lattes, because they have more flavor, which is perhaps what it, I think it is what you want when you're doing cooking or culinary use. Like lattes is a culinary use, they call it, but you don't have to cook it. It's just that some people put matcha tea in some baked goods, I guess, or something. But I'm not suggesting you do that. Let's clean this. This whisk, I'm going to clean the whisk with the warm water. I'm just pouring the water over the whisk, and then I'm whisking the whisk in the hot water and turn off the hot water. But I need a Kleenex. So anyway, that whisk is pretty clean now. I'll just clean it a tiny bit like that with my fingers, and then I almost put the Kleenex in the water. That's not. I almost tried to clean the bowl while it still had water in it. That's not the right thing. There's a lot of times I do that, but you know, it's a big production to make a latte. And I do it several times a day because it's healthy, and I don't do it for the caffeine. I don't notice the caffeine the way one does with coffee. There's no noticing of any kind of a coffee nerves, sort of feeling of nervousness from coffee. There's none of that with matcha tea. Not in my experience. I've never felt that. I never feel any, and it doesn't keep me awake at night if I drink a matcha tea latte before I go to bed. So I don't think that it's the caffeine that I'm interested in at all with the latte. I don't think the caffeine affects me. I think it definitely lights up my brain, but I think it's definitely because of the chlorophyll and all the other nutrients. It's very powerful as a food. It's an extremely powerful food because your brain uses these plant nutrients in a very, very effective way. And of course, we know the body uses dairy products, you know, because it needs calcium. So I'm going to take some vitamin K2 because I need it to go with the calcium. How am I going to get a drop? We're going to get a drop out somehow, right? So what am I going to do? I'll put the drop somewhere on a plate, or I'll have to put it on a plate and then lick it up or something. Let's put a drop on this plate. This plate's not even clean yet. Hang on. Yeah, this plate is not. I'm going to clean the plate. Good. Okay, now let's put a drop on the plate. Does it even come out? Someone said it doesn't come out very easily. It's going to come out. Coming. Here it comes. One drop. Okay. That's what it looks like. Sort of a golden color. There's that drop. See that? You see? Yeah. There it is. That's vitamin K2. Menatetranone. One drop. Let's try it. Let me eat that. I'm going to look it up. Okay. All right, it's gone. It's completely flavorless. You know what? I think it does something. I think I can feel it doing something. It changes something. It's sort of a vibration that it changes it. It's sort of in my head. There's some different vibration when I took that one drop. I think it changed something, like my eyes and my face and my head felt a little bit different, you know, but not in a good way either, you know, I mean, but not in a bad way, just just in a, it made it feel different. And it's not like I don't know it's healthier. I don't know that it's, I'm healthier by having eaten that one drop. I'll have to wait a while and find out, right? What it means. See if I can discern whether it's better, I'm better or worse, or whether it's, you know, I'll take a little while. So that's it. I think that's all for the video. I will recycle my old can of milk and I'll get busy with other things. But this has been Ward Green, and it's November 29th, 2022. Maybe I can get the date stamp right. 1433 hours now. Ward Green saying bye for now. One more time. It's November 29th, 2022. The first day when I have ever had liquid vitamin K2, menotetradone. I love you. Bye for now.